Exercise 2A, page 29.
Waiter, there's a scorpion in my soup. Are insects the food of the future? You're at a restaurant, and there's a fantastic aroma coming from the kitchen. I think I'll have the dish of the day, you tell the waiter. Then out comes a huge platter of fried tarantulas and a bowl of grasshopper tacos.
You're going to enjoy that. Bon appetit,
says the waiter. Now, maybe this makes your stomach churn, but some food scientists are hoping that insects will become a common sight at our dinner tables in the future. The idea of eating insects, known as entomophagy, certainly isn't new or unusual. Ancient Roman and Greek aristocrats, for instance, loved to dine on beetle larvae and locusts. What's more, insects are eaten today in 4/5 of countries around the world. In Ghana, bread is made from winged termites, and in China, cooked baby bees are a delicacy. In Thailand, the night markets are an insect eater's dream, with deep-fried locusts, giant water bugs, and marinated silkworms, some of the most popular snacks. Some cinema-goers in South America even pop roasted ants into their mouths instead of popcorn. The fact is, the food we eat is largely influenced by culture. At a certain point, people in Western countries began to see insects as pests that destroy crops, rather than as a food source. Now, bugs are mostly only eaten to shock TV audiences. Many Westerners wouldn't hesitate to order shrimp and lobster in a fancy restaurant, yet these are arthropods, just like insects. Some even describe them as the bugs of the ocean. You may be surprised to learn that we all already eat insects, whether we like it or not. Amazingly, we eat 0.5 kilo of insects each year, as insect contamination is often unavoidable when manufacturing foods. By law, chocolate can have up to 60 insect parts in it per 100 grams, for instance, and tomato sauce can contain up to 30 fly eggs per 100 grams. You'll probably think twice now before tucking into your next bar of chocolate. So insects don't taste terrible then. Well, apparently not. Fans of the witchetty grub, considered to be the fillet steak of the bug world, say that it tastes like a tasty cheese omelette rolled in dough. Fried crickets have a pleasant nutty taste, and barbecued grasshoppers taste just like roasted peppers. Just don't look at your plate first. Not only can insects taste agreeable, but they are plentiful too. There are an estimated 40 tons of insects for every human on the planet. So far, we know that 1,400 are edible, but there are thousands more species out there that we haven't tried eating yet.
Insects are such an abundant food source that it seems crazy not to use them,
says the head chef of Archipelago.
We've just got to get over our fear of eating them.
The EU agrees with him, and is soon going to launch a project to promote insect eating. They see entomophagy as a cheap and environmentally friendly solution to the problem of feeding the world's growing population. Insect farming takes a fraction of the resources needed for producing meat. Insects are healthy too. They are full of vitamins and protein and have low levels of cholesterol and fat. A burger, for example, is about 18% protein and 18% fat, while cooked grasshoppers contain 24% protein and just 6% fat. It seems that dishes such as scorpion soup will start appearing on our Western menus sooner than we think. Certainly, many scientists think that by 2020, insects will be available in our supermarkets. If this seems unlikely to you, remember that aubergines and sushi were once alien foods at the Western table. Insects, once seen as pests, might just become our knights in shining armor in the very near future.